You know what? I still have trouble calling the Washington, whatever they are, Commanders. I thought they were Commandos, Commodores, Commanders. What a bad organization. That's just too bad. They're a bad organization, and everything about them, except the head. I do like the head coach. I think the head coach is a good guy and a sharp coach. But they are a bad organization, and he took the money. I mean, that's what happens. He took the money. But he wanted a head coaching job, too, and that's understandable. Let's go to Casey. Casey, you're on WIP.
Howard, I'm going to tell you, I want to do your introduction and speech wherever you got this award, because when I got here in 04, my best friend at work was the biggest fan of yours, and I didn't know you or anything because I came from the West Coast sports radio, and he loved you. He was all about, if you're scared, get a dog. I never had a bad day in my life. His name was Bill Bauer. He worked with me at Wells Fargo, and he was the biggest Howard Eskin fan, and I'm like, well, I don't know if I like this guy. I'm listening to him. I'm new, and man, you sold me.
My introduction to what? You want to do my? You mean the Philadelphia?
I thought you got an award or something.
Oh yeah,
didn't
the Philadelphia
award or
Philadelphia Sports Hall of Fame. Yeah, it's November 3rd.
I want to go and talk. I tell you, I love you, man. It took me about 2 years of listening to this guy tell me how great you were, and I listened, and then it hit me, and I go, this guy is a genius. And man, are you good? I love your show. I listen every Saturday. God, you're the best.
Well, I don't disagree. All right, so what did you want to talk about?
I want to tell you my Pujols story. God, man, he hit 700 last night. In 05, I just moved here, and I saw Pujols hit a home run at Citizens Bank Park, and I swear to God, Howard, it was the most greatest thing I ever saw. Center field, straight into center field. That ball didn't go 5 feet in the air, and it went straight right over that center field. He cleared the fence by like a foot, and it never left. It never went up in the air.
It was the greatest
home run I ever hit in my life.
Okay, Casey, slow down here for a second. You know what's good, and I'm going to play the call of the 700th home run. He had 1 year. He hit like 340, close to 340. Had 48 home runs. And you know, he only struck out like 55 times. That, to me, is impressive. All these guys and all this analytic nonsense and BS and garbage. It is garbage.
I agree 100%.
Well, it's garbage. Oh, it doesn't matter if he strikes out. You know, Kyle Schwarber he's had a nice year, but he's hitting like 215. Slow down here for a second, Casey. Let me finish my thought. And he's going to strike out 200 times. But Pujols says, all right, Casey, just listen to the call. Here's the call last night of Albert Pujols hitting 700.
Pujols with the widespread stance, arms out over the plate. Bickford from the stretch. The 1-1 pitch. A swing, and there it goes! Left field, way back! That's home run number 700! Pujols hits a three-run homer! And he hit 699 and 700 at Dodger Stadium on September 23rd, 2022. 8-23.
Hi, Howard. I'm going to cry.
Okay, hold on for a second. Hey, boy, you got to shut this guy up. We got something coming up, and this is for Bill. This is the pastry chef, Deb Pellegrino.
Thank you very much.
Deb, hold on. Deb Pellegrino is the pastry chef. Did I pronounce your last name correctly? Okay. Deb Pellegrino, give her the microphone. Bill Matz, my producer here at the Borgata, has a birthday tomorrow. You know, and Bill's not afraid to tell us his age, as a lot of people who get over 30 years old, which is ridiculous. Bill, how old are you?
I am 34 tomorrow.
See that? Bill is 34, and I found that out. That it was your birthday, and Deb does a great job with the pastries. The pastries here at the Borgata. I mean, I take the muffins. Bill has muffins. He has the crumb cake now. It's just all kinds of great stuff. But Deb, how much loving care did you put into that cake for Bill?
Extra love.
Oh, well, thank you very much.
And you don't look a day over 21, Bill, if I can throw that in.
I appreciate it.
So we're going to wish you a little luck. for the Eagles win for this weekend, right? We're all Eagles fans here, but I'm wishing you a big happy birthday, and I hope you enjoy your day.
You know, and she, it's got Eagles designs on it with an eagle on it, and the green, and the happy birthday, Bill. Bill, don't all eat it in one sitting, all right?
Well, if you see Bill walking around, he's going to have a green tongue. So that's how you're going to be able to identify Bill today.
All right. Well, yeah, his wife will be down shortly. So she'll help him with that, too. But, Deb, thanks very much.
You're welcome, Howard.
That really is nice. And you did a sensational job. Isn't that a great job, Bill?
Tremendous.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy. You're welcome. Happy birthday.
All right. Thanks, Deb. Thanks very much. Deb Pellegrino, who is the pastry chef here at the Borgata. Thanks a lot. All right. See that, Bill? You think people don't care about you? Just because people don't care about you. He's a treasure. All right. I had to do that. All right, Casey, I got one more thing for you. Just tell me who is a player that came back against his former team.
Ben Simmons. And I thought I was watching a Men's Warehouse commercial because he had street clothes.
That doesn't work. Ben Simmons hasn't even played against the Sixers yet. But the guy's like was too wound up. But happy birthday, Bill. Lamont, you're on W. Lamont calling from Atlanta. Lamont, yeah. What's happening?
What's going on, Howard? Let me ask you something. How many fans was there last night in Philly? 20,000, probably.
Well, if they announced 20, it was less than 20. Whatever they announced, take about 5,000 off at this point.
Well, the reason why people, that was the topic this week on WIP. The reason why the fans, the Phillies are not getting many fans, because the fan base know this team don't have a chance. And if you're not
they announced 28 last night. So they did have over 20. If they had announced 28, they.
Well, that's bad, this team.
You know, hold on. You know what? Yeah. I'm tired of people whining about how many fans come out.
Yeah.
It's the end of the season. I think it was chilly last night, too. The end of the season. But it's baseball, and I get it. And they're going to make the playoffs. But the real thing is when they get into the playoffs. But here's the deal. September, kids are back at school. Now, I know it's a Friday night, but the Eagles... But the cost, it's not the ticket. The other night they had Dollar Dog Night. And I think they announced 28. It was probably 21 or 22 in the park. You're coming for Dollar Dogs. They made tickets $12. It's just, but the concessions are the killer. You got to pay for parking. What's that, $20? Then the concessions, you got to take out a loan to buy concessions at the ballpark. You know, you just can't do it all the time. You can't expect people to come out. Ticket prices aren't crazy, especially now. You can get them cheaper on the internet services. But it just costs so much. It costs you three times as much as the tickets with the concessions. That's the biggest issue.
My opinion is, unless you have a championship-type team, the fans are not going to come out and fill up for no more. So baseball is just a dead sport, that's the only way baseball will be live in Philly, if the Phillies would be a championship team.
Well, that's another point. It's not a dead sport, but it's not... Now, last night they scored some runs. Thursday night, one run by both teams. So that's 18... That's nine innings of one run. And the Phillies usually don't score in multiple innings. The game is not... There's not stolen bases. There's not first to thirds. There's not all these other kinds of things. There's not a bunch of things. And that is the problem.
I want to get to my Wentz point. I'm a big Wentz fan. That game against Denver sold me 2017. Okay, we got our guy. We got our Peyton Manning. We got our Elway. And then when it didn't happen like that, when he wasn't those type of quarterbacks, I was like, man, I knew it was too good to be true. But I'm a big Wentz fan. I still listen to a lot of the DC Sports Talk Radio because of Wentz. And, of course, I want him to fail against us, but I'm still pulling for him, man, because it was sad that this.
So you don't understand it either, that why do people boo him?
No, I don't. Big Wentz fan, and I'm going to continue being a Wentz fan. And I just want him to succeed, but don't succeed against my Eagles.
You know, you don't have to be a fan. I'm not asking people to be a fan. But I'm trying to figure out why they boo him. He didn't do anything to hurt the team. You know, he didn't play to expectations. But without him, the Eagles don't win a Super Bowl.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, it's that simple. All right, who is the player? Go ahead.
Ricky Waters, for who, for what? That 38-0 scratch at the vet?
Yeah, but did he come back and crush him?
Well, 38-0, Seattle, 1998, way low.
He came back, is that right?
Year?
What kind of numbers did he have?
I don't recall the numbers, but you don't remember that game, Howard, when the Seattle came back, came to Philly
here?
1998?
It was here or was in Seattle?
No, it was here.
Wow, no, I don't remember that game.
Just go ahead and check.
I'll check it out. I'll put you down. I'll put you down. If that's a good one, that's a good one.
Okay. All right. Talk to you later, Howard.
You got it. All right. Hold on. Get all your info. Let's go to Ray. You're on WIP.
Howard, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
You know, this is the thing with Carson, because I firmly believe that we would not. He was a big factor in getting.
There's no question. That's why I just, you know, it's like so over. And I know we need something to complain about.
Well,
or the people of Philadelphia. Yeah.
There's a but to it. I mean, you know.
Uh oh. Everybody's got a but. You know, everybody's got a but.
That's right. Just like the other thing, and opinions. But you know what happened with Carson was there were a few items with Carson. The fact that Carson didn't continue to improve on his game, that was an issue with Carson. There were issues with his game that he just never seemed to take Doug's advice on how to coach.
Yeah, there's times he didn't listen to him. You are correct there, but in the end, was the team worse off because of Carson Wentz?
Well, there were a couple. One of the things was that Carson didn't listen, so he didn't listen to his coach.
Okay,
Carson was hurt all the time. That was one of the knocks against.
Yeah, but that's
Carson.
Not his fault. That's not his fault.
It may not be his fault, but it's just like, wow, just like with Joel Embiid, you just seem like you're a snake bit player, and you're a victim of circumstance. No, it's not your fault. You don't want to be hurt or sick.
Right.
But it just always seemed to be the guy that it happened to at the worst time. And the worst thing about Carson was, it seemed almost like he quit on his team when they hired Jalen.
Okay, didn't it turn out right? It turned out okay for the team as we stand.
It did, but not because of him. It's because of Howie Roseman and Jeff Lurie.
Well, yeah, but okay, but if Carson didn't start to deteriorate, Jalen Hurts wouldn't have been the quarterback, correct?
Well, that's just a byproduct of.
Well, that, but that, but
you
that's,
know,
but that's the point.
There's a reaction.
Yeah, but that's the point. So what did he do? He didn't hurt the team. You know, in the long run.
The question's not whether he hurt the team. The question was, why do people might possibly feel the need to boo him?
Okay.
And I'm saying that's the catalyst for why people may try to get him.
But
I would not boo Carson. Like I said, I feel like I said that year. I said Carson was an integral part of the Super Bowl team. I didn't like the way it ended for him here, and I think that's what really turned people off. They were very disappointed that he wasn't the guy that everybody hoped to be. But I'm not going to boo him, but I'm not going to cheer for him either. He's the enemy now.
No. I mean, I'm not asking people to cheer for him. No. There's some players, actually, I don't know. I forget who they are, but some players they actually cheer for when they come back.
Oh, yeah, sure. I mean, Doug Peterson will be coming back the week from.
Yeah, well, you got to cheer for him. He was the coach of the Super Bowl team.
Anybody could possibly boo Doug. Doug is just one of the.
Oh, there'll be some moron out there. There'll be some moron out there that there'll be some moron that boos him. But, you know, there'll be more cheers than boos for sure.
Yeah,
a lot more. 98% to 2%.
There's no way to justify booing Doug. Doug got fired. It's not like he left. Because he was acting up or something like that,
So they moved on. All right, so who is the player that has come back, that came back to hurt any team in Philadelphia?
Well, you know what, Howard? I'll never forget the first year Donovan was a Washington Redskin.
Did he play well against the Eagles?
He played well enough, and he was in the locker room cheering. They played that video for days. They made a mistake. He was in the locker room cheering with his teammates talk about that they made a mistake. They, being the Eagles, made a mistake.
No, I don't know that they made. I don't know that they made a mistake.
No,
because when you think about the long term,
that was the sound bite from Donovan after he beat the Eagles.
Who was their quarterback after Donovan? Was it Vic? No. Who was the quarterback?
Cobb,
then Vic. Okay. So Vic created some excitement, and Donovan went downhill with the Redskins. But he did, yeah, you're right, now that I think about it, he did beat Deagle. All right, you're in the mix, Ray. You are in the mix, brother. All right, 215-592-9494. But again, you have that in your speed dial. I'm Howard Eskin. We're here at the Borgata. Borgata does so many special things. Bill's birthday is tomorrow. He's got a birthday cake. Really nice with Eagle stuff all over. It says, happy birthday, Bill. Isn't that so special? But here's what's happening at the Borgata, other than, you know, you can get a birthday cake, too. Their pastry, they will make, well, they have cakes. So if you want a birthday cake, they can do that, too. They can do so many things. But there's so many other things they do. It's time to experience everything Borgata has to offer. Experience luxurious hotel rooms, award-winning restaurants, they're all sensational, exciting nightlife, big-name entertainment, all just steps away from a spacious casino. They got new games and new machines in here. They always are updating and updating. It's filled with your favorite games. The action at Borgata Hotel Casino and Spa doesn't stop. Start planning your getaway today. Reveal your riches during Borgata's $11,111,000 Scratch It Rich promotion. Now through October 31st, play your favorite slot games to earn prizes like Coach Watches, JBL Speakers Cash, Free Play, and more. Plus two.